We're ready now to discuss the dimensions of the totality of the Heichal. The Heichal was a structure in the courtyard, in the Chotzer, which was an open area. There was a structure that was covered by a roof. There was the Ulam, the entranceway to the Heichal, the Kodesh Kadoshim, together with the whole structure of the Toim, with the Mesiba, everything we've had till now, and everything that we haven't discussed. The whole structure was Meya Al-Meya, it was 100 by 100 Amos. Al-Rum, at the height of Meya, was very, very tall. Now the Mishnah breaks down the height. Ho'itim, Oitim is in Ivrit, they use the word Cheder Atum for a sealed room. The Chelek, that was not empty space, that was sealed on the bottom of the floor to be a Yisoid, so it's called a Oitim, Sheish Amos, that was the Yisoid on which was built the Koislim of the Heichal. The reason why we added to the height is because it towered above the height of the Azor, there was steps up. That was filled. There was nothing in those 6 Amos, even though it's a substantial, you could build whole rooms there, but it wasn't. It was filled up, and that was a structure, or it was a foundation that held onto the whole structure of the walls. They were Sheish Amos. From the floor of the Azor, when it's level with the floor of the Azor, it went up 6 Amos until the floor, the actual floor of the Heichal. The Govoi, Arboim Amos, the walls themselves inside were Arboim Amos. Amos Kiur, one Amos was covered, Kiur means covered with, was Mitzupa Bezov, and there was artistic designs, and it went all the way around. Amosayim Beis Dilfa, the bottom beam was thicker, and because of that, the beams that were 2 Amos were able to sit on it. It's called Beis Dilfa, which means that it connects. The Rav brings that the word in the Torah in Parshas Truma Bamach Beres, connecting, is Bebeis Loife, some type of word for connection. What it means is that there were beams that were connected, that were sitting on top of the cure, which was the beam Lamato. In terms of thickness and not so thick, you have to say that the bottom beam was thicker than the one on top, and that's how the one on top, even though it was 2 Amos, was able to sit on that. So we've covered 3 Amos, Amakir and Amasayim Beis Dilfa, Amotikra, then there's boards that are lying on those beams, on the Beis Dilfa, and they cover the Chalal of the Heichal. The Amo Maziva is, you put down a ceiling, so there's cement and lime and stones, all that fills up an Amo. So far we've given an Amo with 2 Amos, with 1 Amo, with 1 Amo. Altogether 4 or 5 Amos. For Goiva Shel Aliyah, Arboim Amo. Then you have the walls going all the way up 40 Amos. Over there also, you have an Amo Kiur, Amo Sayim Beis Dilfa, Amo Tikra, Amo Maziva. Altogether, that's again 5. The Sholish Amos Maiko. That means like this. So far, on the inside, what we've covered is 5, and then 40 of a wall, and then another 5. And then, from the outside, the Sholosh Amos Makeh, around the roof, there's 3 Amos, like a rail. The Amo Kole Oiriv, like a metal stick, something pointy, that was up this way, it should chase away the Oiriv, literally chase away the birds. Kol Oiriv, the Oiriv is like a raven, so it would chase away the birds. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lehoya Kol Oiriv Oilo Min Amido El Arba Amos Hayamaika. So Lemaisa, the wall was very, very high, and the Mishnah lists off that in the wall itself there were 2 sections of 40, separated with 5 Amos of support, the way the Mishnah describes it. So Lemaisa, that's 80 plus 90. Plus, well, whatever was on top for protection, the other 3 or 4. Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Vav was the height of the wall and the structure. Now we're going lengthwise. Me'a Mizrach L'mayrev, from the Tzad Mizrach L'mayrev, which was going in from the Azorah, came from the Mizrach all the way to the end of the Binyan, which was to the Tzad Amarev. That was 100 Amah. Kaisel Ha'ulam was Chomish. The first 5 was the width of the Kaisel Ha'ulam. ve'ulam ha'chadasar. The width of the ulam, the entranceway to the heichal, was 11. So we have 5 and 11. Kaisal ha'heichal, the wall of the heichal itself, 6. So we're up to, what do we say, 11 plus 5 plus 6 is 22. V'toichoy, the heichal itself, is our boy mammoth. The heichal with all the kelim that were there. So we just got up to 62. Amatraxin, there was an ammo of empty space that separated between the kais and between the heichal and the kodesh kadoshim. The esrim ammo based kodesh kadoshim. So an ammo after 62 is 63, and then 20 of the kodesh kadoshim. Kaisel haheichal, this is on the tzad amarav after the kodesh kadoshim, is sheish. Vahata, the rooms that were there was sheish, was another sheish. Kaisel ha-ta, the wall of the ta was chomesh. So the whole thing was 100. That's from the Tzad Mizrach going towards Ma'ariv. Min HaTzofen L'Doirim, Shivim Amah, was not a perfect square, it was 100 by 70, Sach HaKol. So here's the breakdown. Koisol HaMesiba, the wall which was Altar Tzvoini of the Mesiba was 5. The empty space which had the Mesiba itself was 3 Amas, so we're up to 8. Koisol HaTa, and then there was a wall between the Mesiba and the Ta, the windows of the Ta were open, is Chomesh. The Ta Shesh, the Ta itself is 6. Koisel HaHechel, the wall of the Hechel itself is 6. V'toichoy, inside Mitzofen Lidorim was Esrim Hamo, was a width of 20 Hamo. Koisel HaHechel, on the other side, Mitzad HaDorim was 6. V'ata was another 6. Because Lata Chomish was another 5. Ubeis Heroda Samayim Sholosh Amos. What's this? It was a mokum. They either was a, like a drainage area that went down from the roof, and there were water just spilled down from there. So that was 3 amos. Pipes that went down. It was 3 amos. Or alternatively, some of the mafarshim say that there was water that ran down from there. And it went into tzinoiris from a mayon that came from outside the Beis HaMikdash. And from there, that's where they schlepped the water for the mikvois that were on the premises, the Moshe Delushka's Beis HaParvo, where there was a mikveh there for the Kehanim. So that's 3 Amos. V'akoysel Chomesh Amos. Then there's a wall of 5 Amos. So Ulam Oidivalov. Remember that the Ulam was wider than the actual Heichel. The entranceway was wider than than the mokum of the heichal itself. It was wider by 15 amas min atzofen and 15 amas chamash esrei amah min adorim. Voye nikra beis hachalifos. The width on each tzad was called beis hachalifos. Shoshom goinzim es hasakinim. A chalif is a knife. That's the place where they put the sakinos that we use for shechitas hakorbanos. Either they would put there each Mishma, each Beisav would put there the sakinas for the next time they came. Alternatively, what could be is that the sakinas shenivgamu were nignas over there. Lamaisa, with the 15 altogether was a grand total of 100. Vahechel tzor me'achrov, v'rochov milafonov. It was wider in the front by the entrance than it was in the back. V'doymelari, it's like an ari that crouches. The tzura of being doymelari is something that says in the pasuk. Shenem is the pasuk in Yeshaya. Hoy Ariel, kias chona David, is the city chona David where David rested, where David created. David built the city of Yerushalayim with the Magen Hamikdash. Hoy, woe is to the Ariel. Ma ari tzor me'achor v'rochov lefonov. Afahechol tzor me'achor v'rochov lefonov. That was the tzura.